expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Some kind of a whoop. That was pretty weak. What the heck's going on over there? We're supposed to have some of that youthful energy coming out of that.
I was just getting started here on my computer. And then you start saying, good morning, Sovereign Minds. I don't even have my ears on. I'm like, what the heck?
Linda's not even in here. I'm trying to get in my seat, which is, akin to a medieval rack as far as comfort. All right, so
we are
barely
inside of one of the Iron Maidens.
Yeah, okay,
something like that. Yeah. All right, so my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio.
Good morning.
I'm not sure where we're going there, but all right. Hey, I'm happy. I can hear, and my mic's working so far.
Sovereign Minds, where the sound get down on the get down on the all around. With a good sound. Boy, so Casey
Kasem. I've been playing too much rap, I think.
So, rap's not
some white boys can't rap.
I was kind of going for Casey Kasem in the top 100 or something, but whatever. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
All right, so today is Sunday, October 17th.
Yay! The
2021.
Is gone.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm still kind of in a daze. Boy, we've been working like dogs, and I'm not
slamming
even
slamming them out.
Yeah, and so
now what kind of dogs? Like sleigh dogs, sled dogs,
slave dogs,
slave dogs,
slave dogs, chained to the desk like, dogs,
pit bulls.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a pretty rough ride the last few weeks. And we have, we were blessed and cursed at the same time. We have a really good business that keeps us, keeps the electricity on and keeps a few, beans on the table.
Unfortunately, everybody has to file taxes. Not everybody,
Yeah, if I were king, it'd be different. But, we have to replace the king we have, King Gavin down there, Mr. Mussolini mandate. What a piece of work. Well, I don't know if we'll get into him today because, who knows.
Oh, well, we need
There's
to because
so
he's
much.
Going after the kids now.
Well, we probably
when
should,
haven't they been after the kids?
We probably should, make a few announcements first before we start opening up the can
of
whoop ass.
I do have a few things. First of all, I want to say hello to Dick Wilkinson out there.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. I got a good report. He's home.
How's Fran? Is Fran okay?
Don't know. As far as I know, Fran is doing well,
good.
But Dick is out of the hospital. He is home. So that's a good thing. And
yeah,
I hope he's
well,
listening.
Dick.
And, we do miss you, Dick, and hang in there. We want to see you soon.
Okay.
Also, coming this Saturday, the 23rd, we're having a fundraiser for Chris Kellstrom.
Chris Kellstrom.
Yeah, for District 5.
Yeah.
Board of Supervisors. That election's coming in 2022. Sorry about that, which isn't that far away. So, again,
3 months.
Holy the
crap.
Fundraiser is this weekend, and it is at the VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street. It is a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are $40. If you're interested, give them a call. 530-744-4539.
You beat me to the punch.
And then tomorrow, on the 18th, they are having...
the Walk for Freedom.
Yes, at 10 a.m. at the River Park next to the Sundial Bridge.
At the... it's the amphitheater. I always want to call it an atrium for some reason.
Yeah, but down there. Again, people are asking if you care about the children and everything and where it's headed, don't send your kid to school tomorrow.
Well, you know, anybody that's buying this mandate crap is an idiot as far as I'm concerned. It's like, you know, Mr. Meathead Mangus the other day on the television. This is for real. This virus is for real. Nobody's disputing that, moron.
Right.
What we're disputing is how do you treat it? What's in dispute is the vaccines are worse than the disease.
Yeah. And you know what? This walkout isn't just about the vaccines and the masks. Sorry, folks. Tell me anything good that's happening in the educational system for our kids. I got a good one.
I have a good something. Very good, actually.
I mean in the regular government school system.
Don't steal my thunder. I'm going there.
I'm talking to that's run by the government, you know?
You know, we went out to the Roots Farm School yesterday, and I'll tell you what. I am so proud of Chad and Melody Fowler. I can't even tell you how much that they have done such a great job.
That's awesome.
Out there. It was such a great event. Not just that it was good food, but there's some good people out there, very concerned with the kids. They had the kids singing "My Country 'Tis of Thee." I teared up a little bit. I mean, when was the last time you went to school and heard "My Country 'Tis of Thee" sung by children?
I can't
remember. In fact, I don't even know if I ever have.
Yeah, I don't remember singing that either.
Well, when I was a kid, that was a staple of everybody knew that. Everybody learned that. That was sung at every auditorium gathering because everybody, that song for me has a little bit of reverence. It's simple, it's easy, but it says a whole lot about where the country come from and about what your values should be.
Right.
With regards to your country. So I wanted to give a shout out. I'm glad to hear that,
but I was talking about the government.
I know you were, but I thought I'd sneak that in there.
You know, we probably should get them on
again,
you know, one of our programs, so they can go over what's going on. And maybe they could bring some children in.
I think what you just referenced there is critical, because what I just looked it up. I've never heard of this song.
Really?
I've never heard of it.
Is that insane?
My wife's never heard of it.
You've never heard that song?
Never heard of it.
Wow.
Well, you know, when you...
That's
and you,
scary.
If you read,
that actually right there should
that's
be
very
eye-opening
scary.
To everybody
yeah.
out there. Because, I mean, we're in this space. I've been in this space since I was 19. My wife ended up getting me more into this space.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This space, I mean, you know, it just sounded kind of funny, this space. But
politics. It's funny because a lot of people, they look at me and they think, oh, this guy's into politics and he likes to be on the news and he likes to do all the rest of this. No, I don't, actually. I used to literally hate public speaking. But there's a need there. It's you see that there's so many people that are not standing up. In fact, right now, when you end up looking at it on Steve Dace's show, he put out a petition, which I will read to you guys later, that's asking you to sign. And it's asking you to sign a declaration not to be a part of what this system is trying to push on us and force on us, but only sign if you actually mean it. Well, what he actually ended up getting back from that is references from men and young men saying, well, don't shame us, don't tell us what this is. But by and large, it was the men that were writing this in, and the women were not. The women were cheering it, saying, yes, we need this. We need to do this. We need to go forwards on this. Because the men are saying, oh, well, I don't want to lose my job. Well, you're going to lose your job anyway, one way or the other, when you end up going down this line. Or if not, you're going to succumb to this that at the end of the day, you're not going to have any self-value or worth left at all.
And now you're a radical, you're a terrorist if you don't want to get CRT, critical race theory, taught to your kids. I want to read a little bit of this. Okay. Is there something?
No. We're all good. All right.
I want to read a little bit of this song because this is what we were learning as kids. And, you know, a lot of people, oh, it's propaganda. No, this is where the country came from. This is my country, 'tis of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside let freedom ring. And now we're being taught that, you know, if you're white, there's something wrong with you. I mean, this is for everybody. This is for all races, mm-hmm. all creeds. This is thy name I love. Are the kids being taught to love America and themselves and their culture?
No. Exactly the opposite. No.
I love thy rocks and rills, the woods and templed hills. Very religious, the country. My heart with rapture thrills like that above. And sweet freedom song, let moral tongues awake, let all that breathe partake. Let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. To thee we sing, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. I mean, that is so, for me, this says everything that's wrong in America today. This is the right way to teach kids to think about their country, themselves, and this is how the government was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I think when we were kids, if I'm not mistaken, it was something that we started singing. Oh, probably
kindergarten. I remember singing this specifically in kindergarten.
Exactly.
I never heard it.
And
it was
isn't that amazing?
With us on the years. Every year you learned and that song, and there was others.
And
but
there's
yeah.
something special about listening to small children sing this. Because of their voices, you know how children sound when they sing something, especially when they actually hit the right notes?
Or not.
We're not talking about the Frozen song here.
No. Let it go, would you? But it's a very sweet sounding thing when children's voices are singing a song from the heart. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of had to bring that up. You know, there's a lot of places we need to go. I don't know.
And before we change on that, in the chat room, they're saying, right after the Pledge of Allegiance, we would sing this song, which is correct. And it also was a hymn in church.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was.
You know, this whole church and state thing crossover is a total crap. You know, in God we trust. You know, on our money, this whole thing was about having morality in the government. Okay. They try to say, well, there's nothing in the Constitution. No, what they said is they wanted in the First Amendment to bar the government from doing anything that would impinge or hinder religious freedom. Mm-hmm. That didn't mean that you couldn't have anything. Nobody was supposed to be religious in the government. That's complete crap.
They take the one line out of context because it was meant to be the government should have no involvement of what any type of religious
they were supposed to not take control of any churches. They mm-hmm. were not supposed to be the church. Because if you go back historically, in the Church of England, you know, part of the whole thing that started the dust up was when King John declared himself the head of the church. And the people that were learning how to read went back and it says, wait a minute, Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Right. How did you get to be God?
Well, and the interesting thing on this, too, there's a song that comes to mind from my generation called God Money. And that really is what we see taking place in our churches across this country. You have so many pastors, teachers, people that are literally handcuffed with the golden handcuffs because you are not allowed to have a public opinion on anything political when you're in the church or you'll lose your tax exemption. Well, guess what? The church is actually one of those places that deserves to be political because the political nature of things such as abortion are abhorrent to God's law.
Well, and that whole thing's a canard. It's against the law for them to take their funding away if they see that's a whole bunch of another crap.
But you have these pastors that sit back and they do not actually preach from the Word of God.
No, they don't.
Instead, they preach from the Word of God money.
I know it's Sunday, I don't want to get too religious here, but at the same time, they have been using the money as a lever against the churches so they don't exercise their First Amendment rights of free speech.
Isn't that like blackmail?
It kind of is, because, and then if you go to the, money is the root of all evil. No, that's not what it says. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. And I'll tell you what, you start climbing up into the banker realm and you start looking at the guys who are counterfeiting our currency, you start to go, maybe there's something to that. But if you value money and gain over everything else, then I think you have a problem, and I think that turns into evil really quickly.
Right.
Well, and I agree. And we were actually just listening to something on the way up on the TimCast IRL show, and they were discussing Squid Game. Now, if you guys,
I don't even know what that is. I've been hearing that lately.
Yeah, I have
Squid
too.
Game.
He's gonna explain it.
Okay, yeah, you gotta explain it to us.
I'm gonna explain it. But if you guys don't want it ruined, there will be some spoilers because it's already been spoiled for me.
I don't think you can spoil it for me because I'm not in.
So it's one of these things that it's a talking point all around right now, because you have these people that they're in debt. They end up going and getting involved in this game. And the winner of the game gets something in the conversion value of around like $34 million. But you start off with like 400 people, and every single one of them are equal. And the one instance to where the one guy ends up making it to where it's not equal, they end up beheading him and killing the guy. Because, you know,
is this like a kids game, or is this like more of the adult version?
It's actually a TV series.
That's what
the kids need.
So here's what's interesting about it, though, is the guy who is creating it, at least as the versions that I've heard on it, he's against capitalism, and he's against the ideals of capitalism, but everything he's defining is actually what's based upon communism, these ideas of equality.
I'm totally shocked.
Well, and here's the interesting thing.
Is his name Beelzebub?
Well, here's the interesting. So you end up having this that goes on and transpires, and you have these 400 people that are all completely equal at the start, and only one guy gets to walk away alive at the end of it with all of the money. Interesting how that works. Because, it's basically what we're seeing right now. But I bring those points up and bring it up to begin with, because the ideas of what we are fighting for here are actually common ideas. And what we're seeing is like the masks that the elites, the people that were in charge of this, had were similar to the masks that the Rothschilds had on their faces back in the 1960s and 70s. You can look it up and see the comparison.
I don't know. I mean, we've been hearing a lot about the Great Awakening, and, you know, there might be something to some of that stuff, because you're starting to see more and more things come out, it seems like, on this stuff, because I've seen some pretty bent stuff coming out of the Rothschilds arena Moloch and, yeah.
We all have this common enemy. And we all know that this is who the common enemy is, but they try to conflate these words, the left and the right and all the rest of this. Listen, what we're talking about right now, the enemy that we have are these massive corporations that want to create new laws and make it to where they stifle any competition that can go up against them. Everyone is pointing to the same people and saying, these are the people that are destroying people's lives. And it's true. They are. They're the Amazons of the world that want people to come in and cause government regulation and shut down small business.
See, that's not capitalism. It's not a free market. See, you can have capitalism out of control just like you can have communism out of control. The end result is that somebody is running everything. And that's what this is all about, creating systems that consolidate power and money into the hands of a few.
Here's the interesting thing to me, is when I'm going back and I'm looking more and more at history, do you know that capitalism is a word that Karl Marx actually ended up
making? Capitalism, yeah, that's where it coined from. It's not free enterprise or free markets.
Exactly. And what they try to do is they try to get us all wrapped up in these own little narratives. It's like the right versus the left, the black versus the white.
It's always divide and conquer.
Capitalist versus this. No, a free market is just that, a free market. Right. And anything you have outside of a free market, a government making it to where one person can only be the person that's there, or taking your wages and taxing you to death, this is what we're talking about.
Well, here's the thing. What free markets are about is that everybody has the ability to choose who they do business with, or who they not, at what price, and so forth. And the big lie that comes out of these guys, because that's why they keep turning it to capitalism, is that the best system to support everybody's needs across the board since the beginning of time has been free markets. You know, that's what makes everybody's boat float higher. It's not super capitalism done by Amazon. See, what these guys are doing, it's the same old thing, like you say, divide and conquer everything. As long as we're fighting amongst ourselves about all of this stuff, we're not focusing on the guys who are creating all of the stuff that we're fighting about.
Bingo. Yeah.
And so that's the name of the tune, and it's, you know, and you can go back to, you know, as far as you want up the food chain. You know, if you want to go all the way to, you know, Satan himself, maybe you could find that. I'm saying that, you know, I'm stopping at the bankers just for, you know, conversation's sake, because, you know, you have to have a certain amount of faith in God, and if you have a faith in God, then you have to have a certain amount of belief that there's a Satan. And so I'm saying I'm not, that's up to you as an individual. But I know what these bankers are doing. I know that they're manipulating the currency. I know that JP Morgan is manipulating the markets. I know that these guys are counterfeiting with no backing.
I mean, honestly, this is so right in your face on everything right now.
Oh, yeah, they don't even care. You can find this stuff everywhere if you look.
There was an article 2 weeks ago talking about how we had surpassed the debt ceiling and how we're basically defunct.
Things are going to fall apart if we don't do this.
We've heard this story so many times.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing.
It's going to fall apart this time. This is the 72nd time that we've had to raise the ceiling, and this time is the one.
You
know what's coming.
So here's the story, though, that everybody should just look at to see what a house of cards this is. It's on ABC. It's on NBC. It's everywhere else. It's the platinum $1 trillion coin that they were talking about minting just so they can print off a couple $1 trillion coins, toss them in the Fed, and say, look, we're solvent.
The way you solve the Fed problem is you end it.
You get rid of it.
Revoke the charter or you quit using their money. See, that's the other side of this, is you quit using their money. That's why gold and silver as money gets it away from them, because they can't manipulate.
Well, that's why they're so scared of crypto.
Absolutely, same thing.
Well, yeah, because there's no control over.
There's no control, and they're trying to figure out a way to do that.
But back to what you guys were talking about, that's because, you know, they're saying, look at this hand, why we're doing all this other stuff with this other hand. Just keep your eye over here.
Right.
Don't pay attention to anything else we're doing, guys.
And from the same people that say we're going to go after the millionaires and the billionaires, we're going to go after them. They're the people that want to know any amount of money you have over your $600 in your bank account, because that's going to affect the millionaires and the billionaires.
You know, you get 80,000 more IRS agents out there because this is for our own good.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're just going to give money to Afghanistan and billions and millions. And
forget the money. That's worthless. Give me some of that good armory that they ended up just leaving over there. I want some helis. I want some tanks. I want some M204.
You're starting to sound like
I don't think I want to go knock on somebody's door and say, guess where I'm from? The IRS these days. I'm just saying.
He's starting to remind me of Stewie a little bit there, you know.
I just got what you meant. Mother, how dare you?
All right. So
we're almost to break. I want to finish some announcements.
Okay.
On November 6th is Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake. Something good.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually going to have the parade this year. So it's on November 6th at 10 a.m., one of the biggest parades we have for the veterans and everything, so go out. Also, wanted to announce tomorrow at 11 o'clock we do our podcast on Mountaintop Media.
Yes.
And I want to give the phone number again. It's 530-255-8063. And we should be talking about the blockchain tomorrow.
Very good.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so I got a clip to play.
One quick.
It's only about a minute, so
I have to correct it, because I won't be the liberal that says AR-14. I won't. It's the M249 saw, not the M204.
Okay.
Just saying.
This is a clip here, about a little over a minute. All right, and this is from our last president. Okay, so here we go. Hold on, let me get it turned up here.
It's a serious problem, you know.
Hold on a second.
Absolutely nothing.
Hold on, almost got it.
Bear shell market.
What happened here?
Well, here we are, the supermarket. We're standing here with the bare shelves. Look at it. There's absolutely nothing here. The shelves are bare. It's empty. It's empty like Sleepy Joe's brain when you think about it. There's absolutely nothing on the shelf. Look at it. Bare shelves all over the place. They say we're building back better, and yet we have nothing in the supermarkets. We're standing with the bare shelves. Bare shelves, Biden, okay? Empty shelves, Joe. It's a disgrace, believe me.
Go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go to our break
here. We are.
And that feathers us right in. That was actually an impersonator.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Facing fallen angels, we speak the holy word. Destroying evil forever.
I bet never to be
enslaved again. Billions of us
rise. I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm good with.
Hey, we're on.
All right, I guess we're back. Okay,
before we go to
Dick, here's what was supposed to play. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. This is what was supposed to play.
Biden, you're a man-child gone wild, so vile, trying to make us move to the progressive left. You got smirk on your face, you big disgrace, kicking our freedoms all over the place. Singing, let's go, Brandon.
Come on, everybody, let's go.
Let's go, Brandon. Come on. Biden, you're a slow man, old man, old man, standing out in front of others. Pull your strings, you got blood on your hands. Afghanistan, for your BS policies, we will not stand. Let's go, Brandon. Come on now, sing it out. Let's go, Brandon.
I want some more? You got some more.
Biden, you're a sick man, can't plan, hot damn, going down a road we can't understand. We won't let this pass, you got no class, why don't you pucker up and kiss my ass? Let's go, Brandon.
Okay, so I want a disclaimer here. That wasn't me, and I think there was some kind of mistake on the browser or something. I'm not sure what happened, but that was the song that was so, supposed to play, just so...
The rebel in me liked the other one. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like it, but it was
that
not...
Wasn't the one that
wasn't
was
the one that was supposed to play.
So, and with that, we'll go to Dick Wilkinson. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good. We heard you give a report earlier, thanks. But I called in to talk about something totally different. But before I do, I want to mention my daughter, Linda.
Yeah.
Who lives in Reno. And my son, Steve, in the park. They came out before I went to the hospital. And without them, we wouldn't have survived. They've been extremely good, taking care of us really well. And I want to mention that. Now, what I called has nothing to do with us at all, but it does. It helps. It's something that you're going to remember, but you don't really know about right now that I mentioned. Today is October 17th. 32 years ago, at 5:55 p.m., the Loma Prieta earthquake hit. And we lost our home in that earthquake. And for us, that's a really big deal, you know that? So, a lot of people don't remember the earthquake at all.
I remember it. I remember it. I was actually going into San Francisco when that whole thing started
right.
going.
A lot of people remember it.
Yeah.
Now, I have a little memory problem. Did I mention that my daughter Lynn and my son Steven are out helping me?
Yes, you did.
I got a little something going on that's not cleared up yet. But anyway, for us, that's what got us here. My friend's mother lived in Redding. And then I said, what are we going to do? He said, let's just move. That's the earthquake brought us to Redding, so we're thankful for that. And when I mentioned the earthquake, a lot of people will not remember where they were at the time at all. But today is a great big deal for us. It's changed our life significantly. When we had a house on 5 acres, beautiful house, and it was pretty much destroyed and had to be demolished. So it was a significant event in our life. But being in Redding, I think it was worth it.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, it is very good to hear.
We're doing fine here and getting along good. And anyway, happy earthquake day.
Say hello to Fran for us.
All right.
She's on the radio. You can see it right now.
Oh. Well, hello, Fran.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for a few minutes.
All right.
You betcha. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. So what's next on our list of stuff to talk about?
Where do you want to go?
There's so many places to go. We should talk about the Southwest Pilot Walkout a little bit, I guess.
And there's more that have joined that.
Well, it seems like that the mandates got counteracted, is from what I hear. What I'm hearing, I haven't been able to verify that. I was kind of trying to look some stuff up, but evidently the walkout was effective because they were reinstated without a problem, is what I'm hearing. Is that correct?
That's what I'm hearing, too, that because they walked out like that, that they said, well, maybe we shouldn't mandate it and, you know, give you the ultimatum, either you get it done or we're going to get rid of you. So
Nope. I am going to cue the rant because
okay. They
are lying to people. They have lied to people all this week. They have said it wasn't a walkout. They said everything else. Basically what it is, folks, is that they had it to where their unions they are not allowed to walk out. So instead, there was a sick out, and there were people that were just not showing up.
Mean,
and
same,
it wasn't
same,
yeah, same thing.
The blue flu thing, you know.
But
they didn't show up.
And they constantly lie to our faces.
Who's
and
they?
The media and everybody else that's involved in it all this time. They say that, from Southwest themselves, it's weather-related phenomena.
Well, we know that for sure.
And so the other thing about this is the mandate, okay? There is no mandate. Sleepy Joe got up on stage and he said that he's going to do something, and they interpreted that as a mandate through the private.
We
should talk about that a little bit too, because mandates aren't law. The only one that can make law is the legislature. Your legislative branch. Biden can pass executive orders that can only apply to federal employees. And as last time I checked, Southwests were not federal employees. But
there was no executive order even done.
That's what I'm saying.
And
so the whole thing's
a
lie. I understand what you're saying now.
Here's the thing I want to say from Southwest too. Not only did that happen, but you had DeSantis that was over in Florida that made it by executive order, which actually is an executive order that actually did go into effect. And Southwest replied, "Why, we are going to abide by the president's mandate rather than listen to DeSantis's." Well, at that point in time, there is no mandate from the federal level.
Right.
But there is from the state level. So if we're going to talk about mandates and talk about that, no, I'm blowing it out of the water. That's BS.
Well, again, I'm just bringing it up because of happened.
I guess it depends on...
I'm looking at a Facebook thing that says, and just like that, Southwest announced they would no longer terminate employees over the mandate. So you can play king all day long, but that doesn't make you king.
Well, and we have to stand together because they're going to try to, little by little, take each and every industry to make it to where you're not going to stand. And they're going to placate you within this corrupt, lying media organization across the entire country.
I think it's great. Do you know why I think it's great? I think Barack Obama was the best thing that ever happened to this country. I think Joe Biden right now is the best thing that ever happened to this country because people are waking up in droves. You can't ignore this. You can't bury your head in the sand. You can't say it's not going to affect me. I think the more the pressure comes on, the more it's backfiring on these guys, because the more that the pressure goes out there and these guys try to implement themselves as dictators, the more people go, you know something?
I'm not going to put up with it.
Mm-hmm. And people are, you got the walkouts tomorrow.
Yeah.
From the schools, you got the medical community,
you got the
airline industry.
Your kid represents about $10,000 in funding to that school.
Absolutely.
If not more. The best
thing that you can do right now to fight back against Senator Gavin Newsom's extreme mandate, where we all applaud the death of freedom.
I like to call him Gavin the Noose.
I got other terms
the
for him.
The supreme leader, the governor of the galaxy.
Emperor of the Earth.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is pull your kids out.
Well, that's what's good.
Show up tomorrow. What I was saying before. Show me one thing the schools do. Just don't stop at the mask, folks. Look at what the school's doing to your children across the board. Look at the sex education. Look at the mask. Look at the everything.
Well, and them not protecting your kids from sexual assault.
Exactly. Well, so why are you sending your kid to school?
Point in case on this. Why they ended up going through and starting to try to classify parents as domestic terrorists to show up to this school board meeting was in and of itself a fallacy. Watch your kids' ears for a second, because we're going to go into something about why this ended up happening and what ended up taking place. So you had a father whose daughter...
Yeah, I saw this. I saw the answer. Yeah, go ahead. This is
she
good.
Was...
I was thinking about this when you're bringing it up.
...had a kid who identified as a woman with penis, who walked into the woman's room, and then proceeded to use a ninth grader's holes, all three of them. And a rape kit confirmed this. And the father went to this school board meeting as they're trying to push forwards new expansions on the places to where transgenders.
This is the guy that got taken down in the middle of the meeting and roughed up by the cops because he was trying to get in front of the school board who had ignored him. He tried to get in front of the district, in front of the principal, and they all said, "Nah, just go away. You know, just be quiet about this."
And they did worse than that because they started acting like it didn't actually happen, even though it was confirmed.
Basically, they said that it was a lie. That she was lying.
And so then this kid got transferred to another school, and a week later allegedly did the same thing to another girl. Now, the problem is that they are completely lying within this narrative across the board and acting like these parents are unhinged. If you had your ninth grade daughter be taken in all three holes in a place that she didn't want and in a bathroom to where that took place, tell me you wouldn't be a little bit flustered and a little bit upset.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would have been worse than that, you know. And so I've got the story pulled up here in front of me, and this is this guy's name is Scott Smith. He was arrested in Loudoun County, Virginia, at a school board meeting after attendees vocally opposed a policy on transgender students. Smith's daughter was allegedly raped, obviously I'm reading an article here, on the May 28th in the girls' bathroom by a 15-year-old boy who was wearing a skirt, like you said. Mr. Smith said the left-wing activist provoked him at the meeting about the assault and threatened to ruin his family business on social media. So there's a lot more to this story, but this is the same old CNN crap or MSN LSD or whatever it is, where they only tell you this part of the narrative that they want you to hear. This guy's out of control. Look at him. He's out of control. He's a terrorist.
Yeah,
he's threatening all the
anything.
People in there, you know, all the board, school board. And,
yeah, it didn't mention anything really about the daughter and what happened to the daughter and all of that piece.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They skipped over that.
Yeah, they totally skipped over that. And as usual, you know, the same old crap. I mean,
well, and Crowder literally got banned for mentioning this because they said it was
right.
going to be violence towards trans people based upon this. No, it's not. But we, in the meantime, we need to protect our daughters and we need to protect our sons. We need to protect
well,
the individuals
the
who are most at risk.
This is the same old crap that we started talking to about divide and conquer. They use mm-hmm. this transgender and this all this LBGQDFGXYZ crap to make a division so that these guys are the victim and everybody else is the assailant.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what these guys do, they're the victim, and everybody else is the assailant, see, so that they can attack these guys as the assailant when they don't even talk about the fact that these guys on the this side, the transgender, LBQ, XYZ guys or whatever, you know, are a little screwed up if you ask me, but that's fine. If you want to be screwed up and leave everybody else alone and not...
Yeah, leave everybody else alone.
And that's right. You know, follow the golden rule. You know, do whatever you want to yourself in your bedroom or whatever. Or that's fine. But when you start sexually assaulting other people...
Yeah.
You no longer have the protection of your LBGQTXYZ.
Well, and it's covered up. So in this instance, they did not want the police department to respond to this incident at the school.
Right.
The father himself actually ended up having to push the issue to finally get to the police to come there. Originally, the daughter was young enough that she just said, I got beat up. And
right.
then afterwards, the police did a rape kit, and it turned out that she was raped. And
so
this
was
is
evidence.
Yes. And so,
who needs evidence anymore?
We at this point are watching in real time the degradation of our society and the point to where the emperor has no clothes.
Right.
We are seeing this all around, and everybody in the media just looks at it and says, oh, it's great, and oh, it's lovely, and oh, there's no problems. And at the same time, you're not allowed to actually stand up and say, there is a problem. This
well,
just ended up happening.
Here's
but you
what's
can't
happening
say that.
Is everybody's getting away from the media except their sycophants, and that's really what's happening. As a, you know, nobody watches mainstream anymore for anything other than entertainment.
There's
or the
a
weather.
Lot of sycophants out there.
I well, mean, maybe, but I don't think it's as much as, you know, it's like 30%.
In a poll as of 2 days ago, 55% of Democrats think the economy is
well,
great.
Well, what I'm saying is that your polls suck, number one. You can't trust them anymore. It's like Hillary Clinton was winning over Donald Trump by 20 points. You know, these guys skew every poll out there to make it look like it's worse than it is, and it makes it look like there's more of them than there is of us. But I don't believe any of that anymore because I've seen poll after poll after poll after poll that has been complete BS.
Well, here's one for you. I know we don't like polls, and it depends on who's giving them. I heard yesterday on the radio 46% of the people in San Francisco the city is want to leave. What's that tell you?
Well, I mean, when you literally can't be able to get around your city and you're streets are.
But those are the guys. That's the poll that you're taking. You see what I'm saying? I see what she's.
46% of the people probably do want to move.
Right, but what I'm saying is the San Francisco historically 46%. You know, I bet you it's 90% liberals that live there now.
Exactly.
So how can 46% want to leave and still support all this crap? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't
make sense.
The numbers don't add up because these guys are lying about everything.
Yeah. Psychology, the numbers do add up because when you look at it, I was watching a psychology video just today.
That could be the problem right there.
Well, they were doing a test and they had three people that were in this room and they were told that they were going to have a psychology examination that was going to be done, and only one of them was actually having the psychology experiment done. The other three were paid actors.
Right.
They started pumping smoke into the room to simulate a fire, and they had the three people that just ignored it and acted like it was fine, and they didn't see anything. Less than 10% of the people that actually went through in this study actually stood up and identified anything to do with the fire or anything else and reacted to it because the other people didn't do it. Now, if you have placed the same people in a room alone, and you had that go on, 70% of them
again,
got to investigate.
Who's the poll on? You know, that's a skewed poll. I mean, that's like saying we're going to have an experiment, except we're going to fix the experiment so we get the results that we want.
It's herd mentality. You look at it, how many people are going to wear a MAGA hat in San Francisco? No, they'll get beat up, even if they believe that. Even if 40% of the people believe
that. But what does that tell you? It doesn't tell you anything. What I'm saying is if you can skew, statistics don't lie. People lie. You know, what's the old Mark Twain saying? He says, you know, the statistics don't lie, but they bend the truth or whatever it is. And the point is that you can make statistics say just about anything
you
want.
Depending
you can make
on
polls say just about anything you
exactly.
want. So you got to look a lot deeper into who's taking the polls, who's making the experiment, you know, Wuhan,
how the questions are asked, how you're gathering the information.
Was it four big guys, 6 foot, 300 pounds, and the woman was the one sitting in the middle while they were all saying, hey, there's nothing wrong here? You got to look at things a little deeper sometimes because, you know, like you say, you can get polls and experiments to say just about anything you want, and consensus doesn't make it right. Now, if you put, let's put five Navy SEALs in there and do the same poll, it would be completely different.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. But by the same token, I see a lot of this that ends up going out and it affects the way things are. I mean, let's take, for instance, domestic terrorism. For me, in my experience, domestic terrorism can be an act of something to where somebody tries to prevent you from expressing your political opinion otherwise. So what was it when the people ended up going through and doxing all of the Trump supporters and ended up giving the names and addresses of everybody who actually ended up donating to the Trump campaign? That would be domestic terrorism, but we didn't hear about that on the radio.
Well, I would say domestic terrorism goes farther than that. That's abridging someone's civil rights. That's a bent media. I think terrorism is when a kid goes out with a bag, leaves it down by the subway station and blows up a bunch of people and their legs come off. See, that's terrorism to me. This other stuff is psychological warfare, which is different.
You're actually putting people in danger because then you otherwise have the people that have those docs addresses. They get their employers involved. They mess with them. You have entire organizations and groups of people that are doing these things to make real world effects on people and to scare people into submission. That is terrorism.
Yeah, but it's not working. See,
no, it's not.
It's not working. That's my whole point. None of this is working because you're starting to see worldwide protest against the vaccine. The vaccine is kind of their trump card, so to speak. Pardon the pun. We're in the end game where it's like, you know, if they can't get you to comply with the vaccine, if they can't get you to do whatever you're told, then they're losing control. It's kind of like, and the reason that I believe that they're, you know, it's not nearly as bad as you think is because when you got entire football stadiums yelling, "Let's go, Brandon," when you've got entire hockey games, you've got
concerts,
you know, football games.
I lost my train of thought.
Football games and I've seen time, and we all know what they're saying. I think this Brandon thing is the best thing since sliced bread because what is everybody really saying?
Yeah.
And they're not just saying, "Let's go, Brandon."
I think it kind of blew up in their face because back to this mandate, You know, they thought more people would go along with the program.
Right.
And people started wising up, and they didn't get their poll numbers or whatever you want to call it, your percentage.
So we've been seeing
people, they're standing up, like you say, stadiums, concerts. People are saying, yeah, here, go Brandon, so, go Brandon.
Okay,
you know?
So here's why I know. Sometimes you got to listen to your gut. Sometimes you got to listen to, you know, experience. Okay, so let me give you my first experience with poll fixing. It was, did you vote in the Ronald Reagan election? Do you remember?
I wasn't even born
I was
yet,
gonna
buddy.
Say.
That's my point. The first time I voted for Ronald Reagan, they skewed the polls and said he had already won
yep.
before the polls had even closed the day of the election.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first experience where I went.
And I believe that we didn't have any of the Dominion machines.
There was no machines.
Back then.
It was all hand counted. And I remember it so, so vividly. I was actually walking into the courthouse in Yreka when I heard that Ronald Reagan had already won. And I went, how is that possible when they've only counted 5% of the votes? That's impossible. So I have never believed any of the polls since then.
Well, and that's wise to do, because it's statisticians. As a statistician, I can make you believe anything you want based upon how I end up taking in the numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what is the narrative right now? The narrative is, the government's in control. Everybody's screwed over. You got to do what you're told. There's more of us than there is of them. And I'm telling you, Huey, for lack of a better word, because that's not what I really want to say, that is complete BS. They are trying to win the narrative through the traditional outlets that have always skewed everybody's thought process that is not working anymore.
Right.
Do you believe anything Don Lemon says on CNN? I mean, they've been getting ripped so hard, and then what's his name, fat boy, bald guy, a Skelter. I mean, the guy's an absolute idiot.
Well, we've seen time and time again, if they say one thing, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
No matter what subject we're on, no matter what the polls are.
Hold on. Here's another example. Anytime the chairman of the Federal Reserve comes out and says it's one thing, it is 100% accurate. It's exactly the opposite. And I have been taking a poll for the last 40 years. I watch what they say, and they say, right now the economy's in recovery. I guarantee that the economy's in bad shape. Because they have a 100% track record of lying, of trying to control the narrative. The guys in power are all on the same team. They have 100%. I mean, why do they call him Lion Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have been using the media to control people's thought process and thought shape them for a long time. It's not working anymore, because when the internet came online, it took about 20 years for everybody to start figuring out, you know, that you could get alternative information and you could start seeing actual events. You know, you'd have one thing come on CNN, Trump's losing, and then another thing comes on and says that he just won. That's what's going on right now. There is a fight in the country and a division. And I guarantee you, the left knows they're losing badly. They are losing badly the narrative. And once you lose the narrative,
I think
you
lose
control.
Know, but I don't think that the standard leftists who are just listening to this know. I really don't.
Oh, of course not. You could go out there, take them out there, and tell them that, here's what dog crap smells like. And they go, you could rub their nose in it. And they'd go, no, that smells like roses.
And with that, I know we're almost at the top of the hour. We've had Lori on the line. I'm sorry, Lori, that you've been hanging on, but you got about 2 minutes before we get to the break. Go.
Okay.
Sorry.
I have a lot to say, but my biggest question
is, hang on.
No, it's okay. I'm just kidding.
No, I know. So what should I do? Should I have extra coffee or just switch to some cheap mimosa? What should I do?
Get some mushrooms.
I was going to give you a field report from yesterday's flu shot clinic. Every year, public health does this. It's free. And
oh,
I had a very shocking conversation with the public information officer. Yesterday it was not Carrie Schutte, who should be on tomorrow morning's KCNR lineup, unless she cancels again. I don't know. But I spoke with Jill Haskett, and the flu shot that they're giving this year is for six-month-old babies and up. It's quadrivalent, meaning there's four strains put in this syringe, and they get the same exact dosage. Repeat, a six-month-old will get the same dosage as a 300-pound adult.
Go.
It's gonna, they're going to cut us off.
Hang on
or call back in about 5 after the hour, Lori.
Okay.
All right, thanks. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Them could take quite a while. The Coast Guard says investigators are trying to find a boat that is believed to have snagged the pipeline with its anchor in the past year. The search for that vessel is among many avenues investigators are following from several federal and state agencies as they look for the source of the pipe rupture. They're also investigating how pipeline operators reacted to the incident and whether criminal charges are warranted.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Leaders from across Britain's political spectrum came together yesterday to pay tribute to a long-serving British lawmaker stabbed to death in what police have described as a terrorist attack. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the leader of the opposition Labour Party and the nonpartisan Speaker of the House of Commons, brought flowers to the church where lawmaker David Amos was stabbed while meeting with voters. The 25-year-old British man of Somali descent is in custody. An 11th-hour deal has been made, averting a strike that would have shut down film and television production across the U.S. tomorrow.
The union, representing most crew members who work on movies and TV shows, reached a contract agreement Saturday with their studios. Disagreements over work conditions prompted members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees to vote to authorize their leaders to call a strike. This would have marked the first time crew members hit the picket lines in the union's 128-year history.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A gang blamed for kidnapping 5 priests and 2 nuns earlier this year in Haiti is now accused of kidnapping 17 missionaries from a U.S.-based organization, including a 2-year-old child. The 400 Mawozo gang kidnapped the group, which also included some elderly people, in Ganthier, a commune outside Port-au-Prince. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Due October 29th. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
Hey, America, you could win $7,000 a week for life. You heard me right. I said you could now win $7,000 a week paid to you every single week for the rest of your life. Only with Publishers Clearing House. But you have to go to PCH.com before it's too late. There's just days left to enter to win. It's quick and easy. Just go to PCH.com right now. You can't win if you don't enter. It's $7,000 a week for life. Go to PCH.com right now. That's PCH.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. Fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Traffic fatalities have spiked during the pandemic as the federal agency in charge of auto safety struggles with a backlog of safety rules that are years overdue.
An Associated Press review of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rulemaking activities finds at least 13 safety rules estimated to save thousands of lives past due. These include a warning indicator to drivers if a passenger in the back seat is unbuckled. That was to be implemented by 2015. The agency has not had a permanent leader for the past 4 years, and auto safety groups say President Biden should act on a nomination. Advocates worry the agency has lost focus and risks getting bogged down at a time of increasing road accidents and reckless driving during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former President Clinton out of a Southern California hospital treated for an infection. He is doing better. News and analysis at townhall.com. In college football Saturday, Purdue picked up its biggest upset win in 47 years.
Aiden O'Connell threw for 375 yards and accounted for three touchdowns as Purdue beat second-ranked Iowa for the fourth time in their last five meetings, 24-7. David Bell had a career-best 240 yards receiving in Purdue's first victory over a top-two team since 1974 against second-ranked Notre Dame. Iowa scored its fewest points at home since a 13-7 loss to Nebraska in 2012. The loss ends the Hawkeyes' 12-game winning streak. Purdue intercepted Spencer Petras four times, the most thrown in a game by Iowa in 12 years. I'm Dave Ferry.
Today is Sunday, October the 17th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actress Marsha Hunt, 104 years old today. Country singer Alan Jackson turned 67. Movie critic Richard Roper is 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Just play. Now, what I want to do is go back to Lori, but I want to tell Pat that we play him in order as we go along. If he hasn't got that already, and then there was another question here. It was got my question answered. Never mind.
Okay, I believe we still have Lori on the line. You there, Lori?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just going to do a little bit of wrap up closure from my earlier intro.
Okay.
The flu shot clinic is every year. It's ShastaFluShots.com, and it was conducted yesterday, Saturday, October 16th, from 10 to 2 p.m. Apparently, according to this guy named Scott, they did 320 vaccines. I saw almost no cars going by my little car tabletop thing that I do every year. So I'm not sure where those are coming from. My concern is that they were saying that this is, of course, safe and effective, and Jill was telling me the vaccines give you natural immunity. I wrote it down. I've never heard of a vaccine giving you natural immunity, ever.
Right. That's
bullshit. That
can't happen.
That's complete BS.
I'm writing it down. Trust me. And then they're saying that they just did single dose, meaning it's not a multi-dose, like there's five or six shots out of whatever vial. And not once did I get, and I asked, where is the ingredient deck, the list? What is in this thing? Remember, it's quadrivalent.
Well, Lori, all you got to do is go to Project Veritas and the work they've been doing the last week or so, and they're lying about everything. They're lying about the baby parts that are in it. They don't want that exposed to the public. They're lying about the effects. They're lying about the natural immunity is better. They're lying about everything, and all people have to do to figure that out is go to Project Veritas and watch three or four of their videos, and you realize that they've been lying about everything.
And I want to have something clarified. Did you say that they were given the same dose?
Yes.
To a six-month-old?
I about clocked out. Not that I'm being paid, but that's that moment when you're like, you just said that to me straight-faced, and you're not laughing, you're not teasing, you're not playing with me. You just told me a six-month-old is going to get the exact same dose of this quadrivalent flu shot, which I thought the flu shot ended last year. Because it's the same dose as a 300, 400-pound adult.
And we're the brainwashed drones, right?
No. Well, thank you. And they were giving other shots, pneumonia. They gave me all kinds of paperwork, so it looks like I'm getting a stack of info. I'm sick of that. They tried this at the City Hall a couple weeks back when Corey and I and Richard were covering this.
This is when City Hall, City of Reading, at the City Hall, rather, conducted 12-year-olds and up to be vaccinated, quote-unquote, air quote, vaccinated. So this is so horrible. And then now, suddenly, listen to this, folks, they can now tell us it's okay to get the COVID-19 booster, which is really dose 3, and your flu shot at the exact same time.
They can,
that's my next question.
Yesterday. They can
Where
have, they can
the
have mine.
Study on doing this craziness?
They
this
can have mine.
This is criminal.
It, yeah.
It's Nuremberg
yeah.
all the way.
Yeah.
And so I finally got Jill to write down when I said, you need to be watching Stu Peters, the bacterial blood infection consideration or theory that this is why ivermectin and all the rest is being dismissed, denied, short supply, because they know if this indeed is not a true respiratory issue, as in a normal virus flu, that it's really a bacterial.
Or they can go watch Don Lemon tell them that ivermectin is only for horses, because, you know, how stupid is that? I mean, that completely backfired because I should probably get that clip. Rogan fired him up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he fired
he
him up and the other day, because these guys are lying about everything. I mean, it's just stupid.
And I told Jill, because she was bragging in a way that she took her two dose. I don't need to say the brand name. I don't care. Doesn't matter. The same crap. And then she rolls up her sleeve and shows me her Band-Aid where she got the flu shot that day.
You know,
I'm like, you know what, Jill? You need to keep a diary and a log of what's happening to you, because you are a guinea pig lab rat right now. None of this ends. It's EAU until January 23, and you are a part of a study and a trial and all of it. And meanwhile, we got to see an obituary, a catastrophic brain bleed by an attorney here in town, Michael Barr-Kogan. It's in the obituary section. I saw it twice. Yeah, folks, they're telling you. Catastrophic brain bleed, rare, that hints to me, suggests to me, gee, I wonder if he took the jab.
Well,
I'll leave it at that. Renteria wants 100% fully vaccinated staff. Okay, let's watch and see what happens to that, folks. It's not just the pilots, the teachers, the first responders, and EMS. Every industry, you've got to figure out if you just lost 60, 70, 80% of your staff, your employees, your workforce, because they've been complying, submitting, and taking this crap. Who's going to run this country?
Well, listen, Laurie, thanks for the report. We really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
And,
a lot of information.
Every day on our podcast, you're welcome.
You know, I mean, I've got the letter from Pfizer, or from the FDA to Pfizer, you know, saying that they didn't approve the vaccine. You know, it's lie after lie after lie. And what you're saying is, and a good point is that the people who are going to suffer, see, these people are all pointing the fingers at everybody else. You're the problem. While the vaccines are causing the problem. People are dying. There's, you know, the vaccinated are not, they are still spreading it.
Here's what. That FDA thing was a letter done in August 23rd, I believe. Two letters went out. It was to extend the EAU. There's still no commodity on the shelf, vial, because they're using up all this old crap as fast as they can, and they're making it sound like it's FDA approved. Jill tried that little number on me. It went nowhere. It bounced off of me
that's
not what's happening.
These people are
absolutely
brainwashed, Laurie. These people
I know. And this is who they shoved under the bus to be our CIO, like last time, 2 weeks ago at the City Hall.
Slow down, Laurie. We want to have a conversation. You know, the thing is that these people are the ones that are going to suffer the most, because while they're pointing the fingers at everybody else being brainwashed, they're the ones that are going to have to wake up to the reality of what they've done. They're going to have to wake up to the reality of what's actually going on with this vaccine and what's actually going on with the mortality rates and what's actually going on with the spread of COVID being in the highest spread of COVID now is where most vaccines are being used.
Absolutely. Look at Israel off the charts.
Exactly.
This is why they stopped all these weekly updates, in my humble opinion, is they can't deal with this. There's so many holes in this, more than Swiss cheese. They cannot keep up the narrative, the propaganda whatsoever. Watch and pay attention to anyone who's taking dose 3. Israel's already on dose 4, and what they did is they dumped all this horrible, painstaking nightmare upon all these small businesses of 100 employees or less, and make them be the bad guys, the fall guys, and go, you got to have it. You need it. The back to the mandate thing.
Again, we're back to these people are going to suffer the consequences of not doing their homework. You know, the real deal is that they're blindly trusting not just their government. They're blindly trusting the media. They're not really doing their homework. And they're kind of sticking their head in the sand on this because the ones that have already taken the jab now are very fearful that they've made the wrong. If they've made a wrong decision, there's no undoing it. There's no do-over on
and
this
it's
thing.
It's not like you can take something and get rid of it and reverse it.
It's called vaccine remorse, vaccine regret, and they need to just stop, slow down. Hopefully there's some kind of way to slow down the detoxing thing. But meanwhile, I complained so many times at downtown hospital, Shasta Regional, that they had an open two-tent, white tent, right there on East Street, public sidewalk. I've been there so many times. I'm taking photographs. I can listen to the conversations. They are actually being treated. Not just, here's a number, you're number 1, 2, 3, 4, get in line. No, they're being treated with these little mini x-ray machines, the vital sign stuff. I complained to Mark Mitchelson, the nursing head person, who's usually in these weekly things, but now they've stopped. And it took 3 days until they finally put some sheet, curtain, white panels so that people's faces were at least protected. Why? Because I got a picture of a woman's derriere last Friday, riding in on a scooter, bloody face and all, and I explained this to Mark, and I said, tell you what, you better fix this problem pronto. I used to be a department head. Fix it, solve it, give these people their privacy that they're deserving, or I'm going to report this to the hospital board and all the rest because this is unacceptable and criminal. You have the right to go to an emergency room and not watch the public watch to see what happens to you.
Well, Laurie, you know, what's going to happen is that, you know, the brand of being a conspiracy theorist is really a moniker that's, you know, the old point fingers and, you know, try to control the narrative when the real deal is that these people haven't, you know, been very well read on history because if you go back through history, the government has been doing these experiments. I mean, I played that clip from that black guy from New York and, you know, the Tuskegee experiments, all of these things. And they historically, they don't understand that the government is not trustworthy and has done this kind of crap. And whether it's the local people here at the hospitals or not, the fact is that either they're protecting their job or they're completely brainwashed and they don't do any fact-checking for themselves. But we got to move on. We got to move on, Laurie.
Sundell River Park Amphitheater from 10 to 12. And people, you better show up, and I want to meet you, talk to you, and Richard and I will have you on our podcast or any of the rest because we are fed up and done. And thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
you're
Laurie.
Welcome. Thanks, Laurie. Have a good day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, boy, she goes on like a mile
she's
a second.
She's got a lot of
information to get out there.
You know,
boy, I'll
tell
you what.
A lot going on with that girl.
It's like me. You pull my string, I'm a Chatty Cathy doll. And that doesn't mean that the information coming out's not good, but it's like, take a breath here. anyway,
I
appreciate
the call.
Very
passionate about what she does.
Absolutely. So, let's see. What do we want to do next, okay? Where
let's
are we
talk
going?
About that song for a second. Let's
okay,
go
I've got it right here. That. You want to play? You know, we got this, the war on kids. We're on that subject. I do want to go back to the Maria Bartiromo interview that was done this morning with Ron Johnson and how Biden flip-flops on the vaccine mandates and the whole nine there, too. So,
well, I also there's a bunch of things that happened this week that obviously aren't getting the play that they need to. Aspirin, for one. So we have information going back to 2020 to where they were testing aspirin as a early treatment for COVID. And we ended up having peer-reviewed studies that ended up coming out that were actually talking good about aspirin. But something interesting happened on the 12th.
Anything's better than the vaccine, I think.
Well, and I sent you a video on that as well. But what's interesting about this is on the 12th, we had NBC, we had Fox, we had CNN, we had literally Forbes and every other publishing group whatsoever ended up coming out and pushing a story about how everybody needs to stop taking aspirin for early heart attacks.
There's no money in it.
Well, what's interesting about this is literally within these studies, they were finding out that it's keeping the virus from replicating when you end up having this, and it also is preventing the clotting process that's going on inside of the lungs, which is
what
people are
dying from.
Well,
that would totally make sense, because that's why you would take aspirin, is to thin your blood out a little bit, you know, for heart attacks and things like that back in the day.
But yet, why? Tell me, why would they start telling people to stop taking
aspirin?
Well,
the same thing. It's Pfizer and the big pharma's controlling the narrative, or has been up to this point, you know. It's all about money. These people got millions and millions, you know, and I was looking through the people that are mandated to take the vaccine. You know, it's not the White House. It's not the congressmen. Right. You know, it's not the staff at Pfizer. You know, I mean, you go, well, wait a minute. You know, how can you guys sit here and jam this down everybody else's
throat? And they're going to say not to take it because it actually does something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just treat
the symptoms.
It actually fixes a problem.
I'll tell you what I know. I had COVID. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it wasn't much worse than any other flu I've had, because what did I do? I stayed at home. I got lots of rest. I drank lots of fluids. I took several things, vitamin D, zinc, some actually extract of grapefruit seed, and some colloidal silver. And I didn't think that much of it at that point until we got back from our vacation, and all of a sudden, it was everywhere. COVID this, COVID that, COVID this. And they described the exact symptoms that I had. And, you know, at that point, you're not really sure what's going on. You know, did you lose your sense of smell and your sense of taste? Yeah, that's kind of weird. And so, but I just didn't think much more of it than the flu, because it wasn't that bad. Now, that's not to say that if you're you're 90 years old, or you have your immunization system is compromised, or you have underlying conditions,
right,
or you're just not in good health, or if you're overweight,
there's several things that could contribute.
The flu will kill you in itself, whether it's COVID or not. I mean, people have died from all of that in those areas with just the flu. What makes this worse is that the treatment of it. If you refuse to use what works on the treatment, it doesn't matter what you get, whether it's diabetes, if you refuse to take the treatment that is effective as opposed to the flu, if you refuse to take bed rest and you refuse to, you know, use the treatments that have been, like ivermectin, you know.
I don't want to curse myself. I haven't had it. Haven't had the flu for years. But I'm kind of educated on, again, what does
what
work.
What would you do?
How to protect myself.
Right.
My natural immunity. Eating correctly.
Yes.
You know, not taking a bunch of stuff.
No, when I say eating correctly, I'm talking about fries and hamburgers and pizza.
I mean, being in check with my body. I mean, anybody can do that.
Well, and this gets back to the point about Fauci himself. When he goes on and he talks about how he's taking 10,000 milligrams a day of vitamin D, and how he's taking zinc, and how he's getting all of the sunlight and all the rest of this crap, I mean, you go through and you look at that, but where are the people that are saying for you to do this? No, you have one and only solution.
Has he got the jab?
Sally just posted, Newsom has exempted the prison guard union from the mandate. Coincidentally, they are the largest donors to his campaign.
Imagine that.
Isn't that interesting? So let's listen to
before we get off of that, that's always amazed me. They said that the reason they had to let the prisoners out was because of COVID. Weren't they really protected already? I mean, isn't that one of the best places to be, is in prison?
No,
well,
come on.
Being locked down?
Isolated.
I mean, what the hell?
And not mixing with the population generally. Yeah because it's bull. Let's listen to this. Okay, we're going to stop right here, and we're going to play this. Okay? We're going to play this.
Let's do some backstory on it.
No, we're going to play this, and then we'll come back and talk about it. We need to play this. Here we go. Okay, so let me get the sound up here and get everything working, and then we'll go. We're going to go from this to the other video about the kids, the rap video that you sent me. Okay, so let's get this out of the way. This is Maria Bartiromo talking about Biden flip-flops on the vaccine mandate. Feathers right into what we're saying. I don't think I'm going to play the whole thing, but let's hear what they got.
So, watch the flip-flop.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. We have to do more to vaccinate the 66 million unvaccinated people in America. Every day, We see more businesses implementing vaccination requirements, and the mounting data shows that they work.
No.
And that, of course, was after he put that rule in that any company with 100 employees or more mandate that the employees get the vaccine. Your thoughts. What's this about, Senator?
First of all, the mounting data shows that they're not working or as safe as we all hoped and prayed they would be. The mandates are pointless. Now that we know that fully vaccinated individuals are getting infected, they can transmit the disease. Unfortunately, they're being hospitalized, they're getting seriously ill, they're dying. There's no point to the mandate whatsoever. The fact that this administration won't recognize natural immunity in these mandates, and of course, they're completely ignoring the vaccine injuries. And Maria, people need to really understand this because it's not being reported, it's being suppressed. But, you know, over 25 years, the flu vaccine, there are about little less than 1,700 deaths reported on the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That's CDC's early safety surveillance system. Less than 1,700 over 25 years. With the COVID vaccine, we've had 16,766 deaths in 10 months administering this vaccine. Now, I realize the VAERS does not prove causation, but when you have over 5,400 of those deaths occurring on days 0, 1, or 2, it certainly would cause me some serious concern. And the other stat is we now have 798,000 adverse events reported in just 10 months. 798,000. The other criticism of VAERS is it dramatically underreports the vaccine injuries. So it's not an irrational decision for people to say, I don't want to take this experimental vaccine. And oh, another point is the fact that the only FDA-approved drug, the Comirnaty version of the Pfizer drug, I do not believe it's widely available. We have on the NIH's own website, Pfizer saying they're not going to be manufacturing the FDA version until they use up all the other version that is only under emergency use. And, of course, FDA will not answer my letter when I was asking them, what are you doing here? You authorized one. You didn't authorize the other. You extended the emergency use authorization. What is going on here? The agencies are not being transparent. They're not being honest with the American public.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of politicization going on in every.
I'm going to stop it there, but that was Senator Ron Johnson, and I think that was pretty clear cut, and he's saying exactly what we're saying as well. So go ahead, and do you know on the backstory you were talking about where we're going with that?
So the backstory that I wanted to do, a lot of our listeners, we've heard of Tom McDonald on the show before, and he's one of these guys that he's his own label record. He and Nova, his girlfriend, are the only ones behind the scenes. She's shooting the videos, and he's been constantly hitting number one on the charts. Now we have a new person that has created a song and released it, and it was number one, with Tom McDonald only second to his latest release. And we'll go ahead and play a bit of that, and you can see for yourself the desire for people to have things that are supporting their ideas right now. We're looking at Netflix and having 1,000 people walking out over Dave Chappelle's show and stuff like that from these woke organizations because they want to cancel Chappelle because he had a transgender friend who ended up dying after she was supporting him originally on the show and otherwise, and she ended up having the cancel culture go after her so much that she ended up committing suicide.
Well, you know,
he was saying it needed to stop.
And this totally is the – see, these are the bits and pieces that make me understand that the narrative's not working anymore. It's like Nicki Minaj comes out. She's got a billion followers. She tweets that day, you need to think for yourself if you know, before they outlaw it. That is telling me, because it's getting out through popular culture into the younger people, into the kids. They're starting to go, you know something? Yeah, this thing is BS.
Well, it's like how they're going after Eric Clapton now, acting like he never existed, or acting now like he's a white supremacist.
Well, Eric Clapton, Van Morrison. I mean, there's quite a few of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go ahead and play the clip. And what do we need, like 40 seconds of this?
Yeah, just about 40 seconds to give you a taste of it.
All right.
Luck and load. This is Steve Gates.
Oh, that's a different one.
That's the one. Hold on. Let me try this one again because I've got – two layers of the – let me see if this one works. I don't know. We might have a problem here. It's actually not playing the song. It's just going back to Steve Dace here, but not sure why.
I sent you another.
This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war on tradition. This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children. They give you the cure with the sickness. This is a war. This is a war that we live in, do never reveal to you that they also leave in killing you. They don't tell you what the hell you agree to, she even hurting you, don't know who leading you. Keep on proceeding to follow, your mind is so hollow. Are you being coddled by government swallowing up everything that the media tell you without a question or a problem? All of the sheep being slaughtered, they poison the water, removing the father and trusting these daughters, ignoring blue collar kids in the dollar and washing your sons and your daughters and got any.
I think I better stop it right there. Because
it's a good song, but we're trying to not have further instances that are going to get us in trouble.
You mean like, let's go, Brandon?
There's a little bit of that. But it's powerful.
That was a taste of what you could be listening to. So
yes.
Check it out.
And it's easy to find. All you have to go is to iTunes and look for the number one song on there.
Well, that's like you're saying, these are the kind of things that my spidey sense goes up on. When you've got this guy at number one and you got Tom McDonald at number one, I'm telling you.
Well, and Tom McDonald still is number two.
But at the same time, it's telling you something that popular culture is going, hey, I'm listening to this because this guy's telling me the truth.
Yeah, well, and always one more time. It's called "This Is a War" from High Res.
And always before, we couldn't get on the same page with rappers conservatives to a certain point. You know what I mean? Now the messages are coming together.
Well, rappers give me a headache in general. I couldn't listen to that. I mean, I listen to music because it's soothing to me. It relaxes me.
I can tell based upon your playlist.
Yeah, well, hey, shut up.
You don't know back in the day. don't know.
We lived through the best music in history from the 60s. To the 90s.
Every
no
generation says that, but I'm a simple plan kid, man. Come on.
Because, it wasn't Dianjet. We had the best. And with that, I believe we're going to a break.
Right.
And then we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
That should be our theme song. The fun never stops. Keep playing it. Where are we at? Not my favorite, but it does kind of say some things.
Getting my life is a nightmare.
I just see a bunch of people all dressed up doing a lot of weird things, you know? That's what I think.
All the new music, like this generation's music, it's not that they're dressed up. It's that they don't have any clothes.
I'll tell you what. I was going through the top 100 this morning just to look, because I'm always looking for good stuff on new music. I'll tell you what, 90% of it was crap. It really was. I mean, just because.
Yeah, I hate.
Oh, it's awful. It's disturbing about half
the time.
Well,
even the remakes they did of the 90s songs. Come on, right. Man, they're terrible.
They ruined all our songs for our generation. Right. We're millennials, so. And the remakes.
Don't say that too loud, though.
Okay, we're the cool millennials. We're the rebels.
I would have never guessed, Edith.
Well, I mean, seriously, like, do you have Rage Against the Machine now coming out and say you need to take the vaccine? That doesn't seem like you're raging against that machine. I mean, it seems more like you're the SS and you've got a rifle in your hand.
I thought that was a Dylan Thomas poem. You remember Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School? The Rage Against the Machine. You know, rage. This is funny.
And we do have a caller.
Right,
we've got
a caller
Troy
because I'm having trouble with
on
Spotify.
The line. Good morning, Troy.
He keeps going in and out.
Hello.
What
Thanks
you got
for all
me?
You're doing. Hey, listen, about the vaccine for just a minute. Someone very near and dear to me made the mistake foolishly of getting the vaccine. Though the first one wasn't too bad. She was just sick for a few days. Like, that's not bad, right? Well, the second one, she's been sick ever since. And this was over a month ago, and she may not ever get any better.
Wow!
I'm sorry.
She has.
That's one of the reasons that we do.
But I will see people out there Monday to help educate people about this. Okay, one more thing about these tyrants and scum that are trying to ruin our country, take our freedoms and liberties, and indeed take our country. Not just take the country from us, but from our children and grandchildren for generations to come. These people are tyrants. One of the major traits of a tyrant is arrogance. My experience has taught me the only way you stop someone from being arrogant is you beat it out of them. You stomp their guts out and kick them out of office. That's what it takes on a schoolyard level, on a job site level. Arrogance can be defeated by what I just said. Anyway, I hope that's not going too far. Bye. Thank you. Take care.
No, gotta like it. Thanks for calling in, Troy. We appreciate it.
On the Steve Deese thing, started at 5250 or ended at 250?
5250.
Start it.
Yep.
All right, because it went back to zero on me. It's kind of weirding out here, so I'm trying to
Now, this is one of the guys that I would strongly recommend that everybody follow, because he is the only person I see that is actually breaking down just the information.
This episode is brought to you.
Okay, hang on. I'm getting there because...
Yeah, the advertisement and all that.
Well, it's just I'm having trouble. Spotify is kind of screwing with me here a little bit. It's going in and out.
You broke up. He's the only guy what?
He is the only guy that I've actually seen that is going through and breaking down just the sheer data that we have out of the places that are actually perfect test conditions, like Israel and otherwise.
Okay.
And what we're seeing right now is he has people that are world-renowned cardiologists. He has guests that are of the top in their field for science. And what their information is saying is completely contradicting the narrative within the media. And you need to hear it because you're not going to hear it anywhere else.
Okay, I've got it queued up. I think we're ready to go. Let's see. For how long do you think this goes?
Just go till I tell you.
Okay. Somehow I have an aversion to that. All right, here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Salesforce.
It went back
the world's number one CRM. With Salesforce Customer 360 and Slack.
Just bring down the volume on it.
Okay, there's 52.
There you go.
Right. To the Heritage Foundation in Washington that provides a lot of oversight.
Okay, let me see.
So 5250.
Yeah, it's got it
oversight to the House and the Senate, as well as the agencies.
That's the trouble.
And I made this presentation. You could hear a pin drop when I was done. Pin drop. And finally, one of the former presidents of the American Medical Association said, Dr. McCullough, we have the biggest biological catastrophe on our hands in human history with a medicinal product, and we've had two administrations buy into it. We've had all the houses of legislation buy into it. We have the entire medical establishment buy into it, and the whole media, and no one knows how to stop it. No one knows how to stop this freight train, and we're all witnessing it right now. The deaths, 50% of them occur within 48 hours of the shot. 80% occur within a week. That's been shown in separate analyses by Rose and McLachlan. McLachlan showed by getting the data, doing a representative sample, adjudicating the deaths by separate reviewers, he found that 86% of the deaths had no other explanation outside of the vaccine. Very tight temporal relationship, very tight clinical review relationship. On two occasions, the CDC on its website in March and June floated out a one-sentence result saying that CDC and FDA reviewers had reviewed the deaths and none were related to the vaccine. Malfeasance. I can tell you, I do this work. It takes months to get all the hospital records, to get the labs, to get the death certificates. There's no way they could have reviewed these deaths. And
pause
including
it.
The CPR.
Do you hear what he just said?
Leave it run.
I've done this work. I know the legwork it takes. This is, by the way, folks, he did this work on projects that were not the largest global vaccination effort in human history. We have injected these vaccines into over 5 billion people in just over 10 months. This is unprecedented in world history. Nothing like this has ever been done. So he's talking about other instances with situations with far greater volume. I'm sorry, far lesser volume than what we're dealing with here.
And far less stakes comprehensively.
That's exactly
speaking,
right.
The tentacles
yes.
This goes into?
Yes. And you heard him say, I've done this work. I was on these boards. There's no way they have checked this data. No way. So it's just malfeasance. And so that means they are lying to you because they think you need it so bad and won't get it if they tell you the truth. Or they're just lying to you because this is about simply power and control. And maybe it's a little bit of both. And maybe the answer depends on the entity, agency, and individual. But there is no doubt that malfeasance here is involved. No doubt at all. Continue.
It was done in the vaccine center right there. That wasn't related. When they make statements like that, they're the sponsors of the program. They actually have no position. They have no justification for them to even give us a report on what they think. They're the sponsors. They need experts, external experts, to review these and to give these reports. Those statements will go down in history as malfeasance. What McLachlan showed us is sadly who's dying are the seniors. The seniors are the ones we want to protect, but yet the vaccines are lethal in some seniors. Not all. Obviously, we've had half of America take the vaccine. Not everyone has died immediately, but it doesn't matter. It's too many that have died in this fraction. And we must figure out why, in some individuals, the vaccines are lethal. And this analysis by Kostoff, the relationship between deaths with the natural infection on the left and deaths with the vaccine on the right, even though the y-axis is different, it's the same. It's an age-related death relationship. Kostoff calculated in this paper that because not everybody gets the respiratory infection, and because the respiratory infection is treatable and manageable, in fact, one is more likely to die after the vaccine than just take their choice with foregoing the vaccine and potentially getting COVID-19. Statistically, in every age group, that's the case. The gamble is to gamble away from the vaccine and away from potential harm.
So once again, I want to invite everyone to listen to his show throughout the week because you will get...
This is Steve Deese.
Dace.
D-E-A-C-E. D-E-A-C-E.
And if you call him Deese, he gets very upset.
And you can get that on Spotify.
Yep, you can get it on Spotify. They're not censoring him on there yet. And it's
he's
really
pretty
good.
Much saying what we're saying all along and just verifying it.
And he's backing it up with the evidence. It's a lot of the things that I'll end up talking to you about what's going on the right. program is from the medical experts that he'll bring on. Yeah. He also has a pledge to defend our Constitution that if you're serious about stopping this and getting in front of it, I encourage you to go do. You can find it on Steve, StevedeeDeace.com. He will have a pledge that's right there, and he has already had thousands upon thousands of people sign this. It's long and it's intricate, but it's what needs to be done moving forwards.
Well, you know, the thing is that... Wow, you know, if this is gonna, you know, how screwed up is this? I mean, if the people in general find out they've been lied to, they've been misled, a lot of their friends and their family have been, have died or are sick, have adverse reaction, COVID, vaccine, adverse reactions, which include a lot of different things, it seems like, these guys are gonna have a hard place to find to hide.
Well, and with the other thing that we ended up seeing from this is myocarditis, the enlargement of the heart within children. There was the world-renowned cardiologist that he had on. He actually said point blank that your kids stand a greater chance of death from taking it than from not taking it and just going through and naturally getting their immunity through being exposed
to
it.
Well, that's been our contention from the beginning is that the cure is worse than the disease. And, you know, so they use all these little tricks like Mangoes? What is his name? Mangus. And, it's a real thing. Nobody's saying it's real. Yeah. It's not real. But what we're saying is what's BS is your response to it. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is BS is the government's response to it. How the vaccine and the big pharma has used this as, opportunists that they are to make billions of dollars off of this. It hasn't been tried. It's experimental. I mean, when you go down the list, you know, it's like, why would you ever take this if you got a brain cell left in your head?
Well not only, I'm sorry, not well, only that, but take my liberty and freedom.
Well,
I'm sorry. You're telling me that it's not my body, my choice?
Well, again, you're back to never let a good crisis go to waste. So there's opportunists here, whether it's the Pfizer's making billions or whether the government, idiots, Gavin Mussolini, Biden, whoever it is, who's ever pulling the puppet strings behind the, using this as a takeover, for government, to get more power to take control of the world. Would that be a possibility? I mean, the vaccines are going worldwide. The shutdowns are worldwide.
Yeah.
Look what they did in Australia. Look what they're doing in Italy. Look, I mean, so nobody, so after a while, you know, when you're walking through a forest and you see it's all random and there's trees everywhere and then you walk out and all of a sudden they're all planted in rows, do you have to see the guy that planted the trees in order to know that there was some intelligent design?
Well, there's a few stories that I want to get to before we close out the day, but before we do...
We got 13 minutes.
So, here's the thing. There is nothing more permanent than a temporary government response or program. And we've already seen that. That is a quote from
a temporary tax. Yeah. Well, the tax is temporary. It's always permanent.
So the control that they've taken, now we see that they're doing things like this. As of yesterday news, Biden USAID launches a $125 million project to find 12,000 new novel viruses.
Well, okay, so I got a report here.
Wait. 12,000 new ones that we make up, we manufacture,
They're just going to get booster after booster. I mean, right now I got a report from Taiwan that says there's more deaths from the vaccine than there is from the COVID-19.
So on this, this process is expected to yield 8,000 to 12,000 novel viruses, which researchers will then screen and sequence the genomes of the ones that pose the most risk to animal and human health.
So there's no end to how many viruses we're going to have. If you start making any of these into a pandemic,
I mean, all right, so great. Now you're going to have an avian flu every 2 months because now we know about it and we're going to make it into this big whole scarocracy and then we'll gain more power by it.
Yeah.
You're going to be wearing a mask until the day you die.
Well, it's
unless you stop it now.
And then on China right now, U.S. officials sound alarm on stunning Chinese hypersonic missile test.
I saw that. I was going to leave that alone for now. So the story that I just brought up, because I kind of want to stick on a subject and not jump around too much, because what happens is then we just get too scattered. But I've got another thing here that says doctors examine Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca vaccines and found exotic metals and parasites. Now, 35 groups of doctors, research scientists, and lawyers across the U.S., U.K., Germany, Austria, Japan examined thousands of files of Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca vaccines and found hundreds of sharp-edged metal pieces in one droplet along with the parasite material. I mean, at some point in time, you got to go, hey, either somebody's lying an awful lot, and historically, who's been lying to us?
Well, not actually, believe it or not, I've actually been thrown with the names that are out there are two of the scientists and researchers and doctors that have actually been talking about that on the last 2 weeks previous show, because I don't want to report on something unless I actually have a good amount of statistical basis, but also...
All I'm saying is that we don't know, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, and those other two, I mean, those other two, they're actually very convincing.
Well, all I'm saying is that under the circumstances, if you're not cautious...
Not questioning, and not saying,
wait a minute, let's see what's really going on here. Let's slow this process down. Let's see what the clinical trials say. Let's see what the long-term effects are. Let's see what's going on, because under the circumstances, I don't trust any of these rats.
Well, and some of these things within that, within the actual slides that they were showing something that appeared to be a small computer that was assembling itself along with that parasitic thing. Now, I don't know if that's disinformation to scare people or otherwise, but the thing about it is until you know better, you need to actually research and be open to this. And if you've got 35,000 scientists and people that are saying the same thing, I mean, come on now.
And to the point, too, is did you see where Italy, the people are standing even up in Italy?
Yes.
And against this mandate, because they were one of the first to shut down.
Well, I would have wished that they would have stood up a lot more. I mean, you got the Italian, you got the culture, you got the big guys walking around with baseball bats.
Germany.
What happened to that?
It's Germany headline. Get vaccinated or starve. German state allows grocery stores to ban the unvaccinated. I mean, look at what's going. Healthy 16-year-old boy dies during an online class after the second Pfizer jab.
On the board it says, what about J&J?
Johnson & Johnson.
I wouldn't trust any of it.
Well, is that what they're asking?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The Johnson & Johnson, they're applying for a booster because it's ineffective. It's a leaky vaccine. We have something that is actually causing people to absorb more of it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the point. There's different layers of these vaccines. I don't trust any of them at this point. If you got Johnson & Johnson that doesn't work, why take it? If you got, let's see what we got, 150 layers or more, 3 dozen states called Cunny, whatever. Yeah, so there's also the elections, but we might deal with that tomorrow.
why would you take any of it when we don't know any of the effects of what happens from taking it? We do know that there's stuff in it that isn't good for us. We do know that our immune system will combat it.
Is better by all accounts.
So why would you take it regardless?
Because critical thinking is very challenging to some people.
Well, because because you're afraid that you can't go get, you're afraid that you're going to lose your job. All this is fear-based. Everything that's going on, the reason
that's
people take them, you know, the whole fear started out, oh, you're going to die. I've heard one of our relatives say, oh, it's a horrible death to somebody. You got to go get vaccinated. You know, it's like fear, whether it's your job, whether it's, you know, getting the COVID and dying, whether it, you take your pick, but they have been spreading fear from day one about anything possible that they can in order to get you to take this freaking stupid jab. And, you know, your kids, what about your kids? What about, and every step of the way, we have been lied to.
Yep.
Well, let me just be brutally blunt about this. If you fall for that fear, I'm sorry, you're a weak person. You are. If you're just going to be like, oh, well, they're going to take away my job, my kids, this. If you don't do anything and you fall for this fear, that's on you for being a weak individual.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. At the same time, it does not mitigate the fact that these guys are lying, that they're rats, that it's about money, a power grab. They still need to be in prison. They need to be shot, executed. Yeah. If this is all true, this is bigger than just, oh, gee, these guys are going to lose their jobs.
Well, and it's worse than that. So to her point of what she just said, this is actually causing a pandemic and a problem, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
So this right here is from National Geographic as of 2015. This is what happens when you have a leaky vaccine. Leaky vaccines enhance spread of deadlier chicken viruses. Over the past 50 years, Merrick's disease, an illness of fowl, has become Fowler. Merrick's is caused by a highly contagious virus related to those that cause herpes in humans. It spreads through the dust of contaminated chicken coops and causes both paralysis and cancer. In the 1970s, new vaccines brought the disease under control, but Merrick's didn't go greatly into the good of night. Within 10 years, it started evolving into a more virulent strain, which now trigger more severe cancers and afflict chickens at earlier ages. And this is what we're seeing right now with these leaky vaccines. We're seeing younger people getting affected because these people are getting a leaky vaccine that they're pushing, and the only answer is more of the leaky vaccines, and you will be vaccinated forever. And that's what the science is saying.
All right, so we got about 5 minutes left, and you broke the story on the 38 states signing, so I want you to go ahead and report it.
All right, so this is one that I wanted to get to before we end up. Nearly 150 legislators from over three dozen states call for countrywide audit of 2020 election. Dozens and dozens of lawmakers from nearly 40 states are calling for a nationwide audit of the 2020 election and decertification of election results where they had been called inaccurately. The letter published Friday is signed by legislators from states including Arizona, North Carolina, Idaho, Kansas. Altogether, 136 public officials endorsed its message. Noting that the Constitution gives the state lawmakers plenary power to oversee the election and the president
and
of the United
negate
States.
It and decertify it. And I'll tell you what, I don't care what anybody says, where there's smoke, there's fire. When you dig into this a little bit without some ideological slant or bent, you come up with the same answer. They freaking cheated, and the people are mad. They freaking cheated. They cheated in this government, this governor election this last time, even if they just used the media to cheat.
Joe Biden, the most votes ever. Joe Biden's average approval rating underwater as of Breitbart. Joe
it's
Biden's
like
approval rating.
Or something.
It's 8.2% in the negative.
So they walk it back.
And
again,
that's from the
one
polls.
Of my questions always is,
which
what
I don't
happens
trust anyway,
if,
but
when they walk it back?
There. Yeah.
When they walk it back, what happens?
Well, what happens was when you decertify the election, it negates and the other guy's the winner. Is what happens when you decertify. Because if there's found that there's fraud, if found that there's overwhelming criminality, what has happened in the past is the guy who's been caught in the fraud is absolutely thrown out of office and the other guy wins. And
but what we're
going
to see from this, though, is we're
going
to see a splitting. I believe we're going to see a split.
I don't know.
Because they were already talking about a split the last time before we ended up having Biden in office. 6 months beforehand, we had John Podesta that was wargaming and playing Biden's
John
role.
John Podesta, the same guy that was into the spirit cooking and all the mm-hmm. kiddie things. And weird
I thought
crap.
That was the
but
same
But you got
guy.
All these same people yeah. that are the actors and the players behind all of it. You had them wargaming saying that they would secede from the union happen if Trump won? I mean, we're literally talking about a breakup.
I'm not saying I know
no
what's going to happen, but something's going to happen, and it could be big. Here's a little on a light note on something that makes me feel good is Bill Clinton hangs on to Hillary as he leaves a SoCal hospital after several days of treatment for septus infection. Now that does my heart a little good. I got to say, I never had sex with that woman.
I wasn't losing any sleep.
I got a clip that shows that Bill Clinton went to, and this was from Trump, I didn't bring it up, but 27 times Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's plane to the island.
No.
And he said only four. Why would he say only four when it was 27?
Like, that's any better, though. It was right. Only four.
It was
times.
Only. Well, it's kind of like.
Hillary with him?
Well, who knows? I've heard she's ate more carpet than a.
That's
never
gross.
Mind. But.
That gross. Quickly.
But it, yeah, we're digressing. But the point being, it's kind of like what Bill Gates said about Epstein too.
I mean, honestly,
he's
all this
dead.
Stuff,
who cares?
Yeah, it's all old news to these people.
Right.
He's under
he's
the rug
dead.
Somewhere. There's nothing to go on. We're just call it a day. It's all good. I mean, in other news, we've got trained Marxist BLM co-founder appointed as a Los Angeles County Commissioner. Yay!
Wow, nice. Yeah, that's good for our, good for the country.
Oh,
I guess
yeah, no problem.
We're about
there.
At the end of the show. I think I'm not sure what we got left.
We got a couple minutes.
Yeah, so no, I don't. It's not a couple minutes. I've got
about one minute.
At that. So whenever the music comes on, I guess we're gonna go out and we'll do.
Well, don't
thing.
Forget get out tomorrow morning if you can from 10 to noon. At the Sundial Bridge.
Yep. Walk out.
See you there.
Yeah.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Force is like fires and vigors. Surfing a fearful monster.
And have a great week. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
All gun controls races.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.